Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast, brought to you by KO. Sport lives here. New to KO? Start your 14-day free trial.
How are you, Jaden?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on the program. Firstly, saw you in the coach's box a lot last year. What did you learn about your coach, Adam O'Brien?
Yeah, it's pretty intense up there. I'm sure you'll be able to see at home how intense it can get at times. But he's also... I also got a good idea about, you know, what he expects from his players, and just was able to understand a bit more of his footy brain, which I tried to do last year, you know, not being able to take part in the field.
Jaden, how's the recovery been, mate, and big pre-season? I'm sure you're looking forward to getting out there this year, but for you personally, everything's gone okay with the ACL?
Yeah, everything's gone really smoothly. You know, last year was a pretty tough year for me, obviously not being able to play pretty much the whole season. But I'm going into, you know, I've got a trial this weekend and I'm going in full of confidence and really just so excited. I haven't missed any training sessions really this whole pre-season. And, yeah, I'm just so excited more than anything and I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, a lot of people coming off the back of an ACL, Jaden, they're quite apprehensive before their first game. You've got no worries at all?
No, I'm not too worried about it. I think because I've done the whole pre-season, it's given me a lot of confidence, and I'm trying to look at it like a bit more like a training, a bit tougher training session, and that's what sort of get me through. But more than anything, I'm just more so excited to finally get back out there. You know, I've waited for this for, you know, a good part of 12 months, and yeah, I'm just so excited.
And it wasn't the start that you wanted last year, going to a new club and injuring yourself only after a couple of games, but the club did remarkably well just to make the finals. In your debrief at the end of the year, what are some of the improvements you need to make to go further into the finals this season?
Consistency was probably the biggest thing we spoke about. We've definitely got 1-17. We've got a great squad, and definitely can... I think are really good challenges in the competition. But I think just consistency is the biggest thing for us. You know, week in, week out, we've got to, you know, bridge the gap between our best performances and our worst. And the smaller we can make that gap, you know, I think that's going to take us a long way this season. And that was a big part of what we've spoken about all pre-season. And yeah, I think that's probably the biggest thing for us.
Well, you know you're going to get a consistent performer in Tyson Frizzell. What's he brought to the club? And I've worked with Tyson before, and I know that every training session he rips in. But what's he brought to the club, and how influential will he be within this squad?
Yeah, obviously his leadership, and I've picked up on his professionalism probably more than anything. You know, he's extremely fit. You know, when he takes his training kit off, he's ripped. Like, he's so fit, and he trains the house down as well. So that's probably the biggest thing. You know, we've got a lot of experience, obviously, in rep footy and at the Dragons as well. So he's going to bring so much to us this year. And I've been trying to work on my combo with him on the field and trying to, you know, get him in the game as much as possible. And, you know, he's just another really big strike weapon we've added to our team. So I can't wait to get him to run out on the field with him and get some footy with him.
What are you expecting from the new rule changes this year? Do you think that'll be beneficial to your game?
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely going to get quicker. Everyone knows that. And I probably didn't get the chance to play with the rule changes last year, but with the new ones again in 2021, it's only going to get quicker. So we've been training, you know, accordingly to that and trying to you know, train as quick as we can and make it as game-like as possible. And for me, I want to be a strike weapon out of dummy half for the Knights. And, you know, with these rule changes, it's going to bring me into the game a whole lot more. So I'm sure it might take a game or so to get used to, but I'm really excited to make the most of it.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. And also interesting for you guys that, you know, defend and attack through the middle, because the feedback from the All-Stars game that was that once you get the six to go again, it's difficult to defend in the middle, but it's also a great opportunity for whoever's got the ball to attack through the middle. So it's a double-edged sword, isn't it, for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. And I think with the forward pack that we've got, it's really, really a big strike weapon for us, and it's something that we need to use up as much as possible. You know, obviously with the Safidi twins and Clem and obviously Connor Watson going in the 13 role as well, we've got a lot of leg speed in there. So I'm sure we're going to get a lot of 6-again calls, and I'm going to have plenty of opportunities to get out of dummy half. So that's a big thing for me going into this season.
Yeah. Discipline, is that something that you've spoken about? Because I'm assuming that most clubs will have to be extremely difficult, because if you keep giving them away, it's going to be too difficult to defend.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you don't want to be on the other end of those 6-again calls. And we've been simulating that at training, and it's bloody tough to defend. So, discipline is a massive area for teams, I think, for team success going this season. And stopping tries is going to be pretty tough when, you know, they got back-to-back 6-again calls. So it's going to be, the game's going to be so quick.
We're talking to Knights hooker Jaden Brayley. Jaden, Mitchell-Pearce had a storied off-season. How's he going?
Yeah, he's going well. Just been focusing on footy. He's, you know, banked a few weeks of pre-season now, and he's playing in the trial this weekend, which was really good. And, you know, as a player, you know, we're really excited to have him back and have him fit. And, he's raring to go.
Mm. Braden, I see Connor Watson's been named. Jaden, sorry. I see Connor's been named at 13, and he's always sort of played as that utility role. Because of the new rules, is that one of the reasons why you think he's been selected at 13 with his leg speed?
Yeah, exactly. And he's put on a little bit of weight as well, so he's bulked up a little bit. That's probably the biggest thing. You know, he's gone to 13 for that leg speed and with those rule changes, and essentially like another half in the middle of the field, really. He's played a lot of time in the halves and at hooker as well. So just that different little variation and a point of difference is probably the reasoning for him being there. And he's been training the house down all pre-season.
And Jaden, now that the team has made the finals after, you know, some lean years there, expectations no doubt. I'm sure you notice going around Newcastle. I'm sure you get plenty of advice from the fans. Very passionate rugby league town. I mean, what are the expectations around town, and can you feel it heading into this season?
Yeah, 100%. There's a fire in the belly with us up in Newcastle, and we don't want to just make the finals. You know, it's not good enough for us. You know, we want to be contenders and push deeper into the finals and, you know, challenge that for that premiership. And that's the biggest thing for us. You know, we don't want to just be there. And that feeling in the sheds after South last year after being knocked out in the first week of semis, I think that's going to go a long way to drive us further this season. And it all starts in 2 weeks. And I'm ready to go. I can't wait. And I'm just so excited to get back out there at McDonald Jones.
I know trials are trials, and you can read into that what you want, but I think it gives the Knights a good opportunity this weekend when you take on the Premiers, the Melbourne Storm, just to see where you're at this stage of the year and make sure you've got everything in place for that first game of the season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're the champions and they're the benchmark, and it's always obviously a really big challenge against the Storm, and we'll really get to see how we're travelling as a team. We don't need to be perfect this weekend, but we want to practice, you know, a lot of the things that we've tried to improve on in pre-season and fix those things up moving into round one. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a tough game, but, I'm just so excited.
Mm. Is there someone that's stood out to you in pre-season training that's got an opportunity that you think, oh, gee, he might surprise us this year?
Probably Jacob Safidi, I reckon. He's been training the house down. He's been really, really fit, and he's trimmed up a little bit. And he's been, I thought he's probably been a standout all pre-season. And I thought he had a really good year last year, and I'm expecting, you know, probably an even bigger one this year with how he's been going at training.
Now, Jaden, in the last 2 days, Loz and I have got on the pre-workout, and any advice for us? Because all of a sudden, I had mine 10 minutes ago, and I'm buzzing. I'm ready to go.
I've discovered it.
Better late than never.
It gets you going, doesn't it?
Well, I always wondered, Jaden, what Clarkie was having in here and why he was so pumped. And I went away with the All-Stars, and I see them getting this pre-workout stuff into them, and I said, oh, well, give me a go of that.
Yeah.
And then I haven't stopped buzzing.
We'll bounce off the walls, won't be able to sit still.
Jeez, you're going to need a bigger studio. Do some push-ups.
Can I ask, mate? I should know. It's obviously been around for a while.
Ages. Yeah. Years.
But I hadn't used it before.
Well, guess what?
I probably shouldn't
welcome,
use
welcome
it.
Welcome to the team.
A bit stronger than your cup of coffee.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely is. Yeah. Middo's up and down here. He's strutting around.
Unbelievable. Mate, really good to speak to you, though, and after what was, I'm sure, a very frustrating year for you last year. Looking forward to seeing you on the park, and good luck to you and the Knights in season 2021. Thanks heaps.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.